This is Fresh Air. Country singer John Pardy says his new collection of songs isn't a throwback, it's just a different era of traditional. Pardy won the Country Music Association's New Artist of the Year Award in 2017. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Pardy's new album called Heartache Medication.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right.
Do I really have to tell you that the magic elixir John Pardy consumes in his song Heartache Medication is the hard stuff? Booze? Hooch? Of course not. Pardy has the kind of singing voice you can easily imagine emanating from the soused depressive down at the end of the bar. He's the sort of barfly who's convinced himself he'd rather be drunk than in love.
She said I'm tired of those boots being dirty all the time, all your hunting stuff and your three-day scruff, you know I don't lie. And then she started on all my friends and all my drinking. Well, speaking of my friends and speaking of my drinking, I cut her loose and tied one on.
That's Tied One On, which starts off a really nice ballad before shifting rapidly into country rock. When you add it to song titles on this album that include Don't Blame It on the Whiskey, Buy That Man a Beer, Me and Jack, the Jack being Jack Daniels, and the joyously awful title pun of Tequila Little Time, well, you begin to feel grateful that John Pardy worked the recording sessions in around his drinking.
I'm a ghost on the radio. A needle on a vinyl, a country boy survival, the bottom of a bottle, yeah. I'm the fine side of you and me, and my heart's down in Tennessee, and I sing songs about freight trains.
The press release that accompanied this new album quotes the artist as saying, "There's a big void to fill in country music, to be more country or traditional." This sounds like a stirring mission statement, but interestingly, John Pardy could not be more wrong, and I suspect he knows it. There's that ominous line in the song I just played, Called Me Country, when he says, "I'm a ghost on the radio." I think what he's doing is psyching himself up for an uphill battle with current country radio and fans, who might not be quite as receptive to the excellent honky-tonk music he's making here.
She's got the kind of eyes you wanna get lost in. You're gonna look twice when she gets to walk in a honky-tonk with them blue jeans on. She's a cold beer, a whiskey shot, a neon light, a straight song on the jukebox, a dance all night. What a cowboy wants, I never do you wrong. Nobody leaves a girl like that. Nobody walks away and never looks back. You'd have to be.
The last time anyone talked seriously about a traditionalist movement in country music was the 1990s, when Randy Travis brought a baritone whose phrasing echoed George Jones to the top of the charts. And radical throwbacks like Marty Brown and Joy Lynn White were making superb neo-honky-tonk albums that pretty much went nowhere. Ever since then, country's forward momentum has been toward pop. I'm not saying that's bad. I've liked the arena rock and pop kind of country made by Garth Brooks and Taylor Swift, and you can bet Lil Nas X's Old Country Road will be on my year-end top 10 singles list. But all this does leave John Party proclaiming a new era for a genre he pretty much embodies all by his lonesome.
These days they call you crazy if you hold the door for a lady. If you don't call her girl instead of baby, you're out of style, obsolete. If you seal a deal with a handshake, sit down for a meal and you still pray. If a promise is something you don't break, you're the last of a dime breed.
Maybe you've been watching Ken Burns' History of Country Music on PBS, and it's made you want to hear more country that's steeped in the genre's roots. Well, John Party's got you covered. His new one is what the old ones used to sound like at their best.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed John Party's new album called Heartache Medication.
Pardon me, I don't mean to pry. I saw the tears falling from your eyes and I thought, well, you're too pretty not to wear a smile. Hope you don't mind if I sit down for a while.